Welcome to the Lambs to Lions podcast. Thank you for joining us. Whether you are exploring your faith in God or looking to grow deeper in your walk with Christ, you're going to be encouraged, challenged, and transformed by this teaching from God's Word.
So first thing I'd like to do today is get right in the Word of God and read from Luke 1, 39 to 56. If you want to get your Bibles ready there. I also have it written here already printed, just in case you don't. If we can get some men maybe online, if you are just about ready to take a couple verses and start that way. I see Coach Rick is looking for his. Coach Dalton is ready to go. So why don't I get you to start here with verses 39 and 40.
Okay. At the time, Mary got ready and hurried to a town in the hill country of Judea, where she entered Zachariah's home and greeted Elizabeth.
Awesome. And then, Coach Rick, you ready for 41?
It happened when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary that the babe leaped in her womb and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. Then she spoke out with a loud voice and said, "Blessed are you among women and blessed is the fruit of your womb."
Awesome. And then, Dad, are you, you good? Okay.
Yep. "But why is this granted to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For indeed, as soon as the voice of your greeting sounded in my ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy."
Awesome. All right. In-house 45, George.
"Blessed is she who has believed that the Lord will fulfill his promises to her. And Mary said, 'My soul glorifies the Lord.'" 47 passed.
"And my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed."
49. "For the mighty one has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation." Verse 51 pass.
"He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble."
53 pass. Oh, it's fine. We're almost at the end. Okay. There you go. All right, Sean, you're going to take 53 and 54, and I'll finish.
Sure. "He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful."
"To Abraham and his descendants forever, just as he promised our ancestors." Mary stayed with Elizabeth for about 3 months and then returned home. Awesome. So Elizabeth and Mary were good friends, and Elizabeth was having a baby in her old age, and then Mary was having a baby even though she was a virgin. So that was the first kind of miracle with Jesus coming in. The way that he was coming in is beautiful. So this is the second week, and the second Advent candle is peace. So we just lit the candle of peace downstairs. And Christmas reminds us that God stepped into a broken world because we were broken, right? And for men who carry their struggles quietly, Advent declares that there is hope, and though Christ, there is peace, and even for the hurting. And we just talked about that there's a lot of people out there that are hurting right now. And this month is not necessarily easy for a lot of people either. Today we light the second Advent candle, the candle of peace. Not peace that comes from perfect circumstances, but peace that comes from a perfect Savior. So your first point for today, men, is God sees your struggle. God sees your struggle and offers you his peace. So again, as God sees your struggle and offers you his peace. And that's Psalms 34, 18. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. This is scripture that was actually on yesterday's YouVersion Bible app for the devotional, the daily devotional that was on there. And it was encouraging us to give our troubles to God and stop carrying those heavy loads, those heavy burdens alone. Right. And so in my walking with Christ, it's not been easy to do that. I've often struggled to submit and to surrender to God and give Jesus my troubles. But we need to remember that we are not alone. Right. And sometimes I felt like I needed to control the outcome or control the situation, only to realize that it was too heavy to bear all of that. And every day I'm reminded when I look out there, the oppression of other people that they are carrying. Yeah. I had a situation a couple weeks ago where I was serving this group of people that were celebrating. And, I was struggling through it, to be honest with you. Because I was the only Christian there. In that moment, I was the only Christian. I could feel that at the table. And I felt the level of oppression. The level of oppression was so huge on that table. I could feel it among them all. Like just the oppression, especially on this one man. And so I just continued to pray and I continued to serve and shine. I always ask God every shift to shine his light through me, right? Just really try to shine. Well, by the end, all that oppression was gone. Wow. Yeah, because there was light, there was laughing, there was joy in the room. There was something that had broken in that. And I was so grateful for that. Because even though there was 12 of them, there was one of me. But I had Jesus, right? And that's way more than 12. And so it was just amazing that there was peace in the room. And by the end, there was laughter and there was a little bit of poking. the husband that had the oppression on him, I thought she was his wife, but I was wrong. She was just his girlfriend. And he's like, oh, hey, look, hon, there's someone proposing over there because there was someone else proposing on the other end of the restaurant. And she's like, well, that must be nice. Right? I was like, oh, boy. And so it was pretty awesome, right over his head. But it was really like a good moment of just kind of that breaking, which is really good. And, you know, and I remember when Jesus did that for me. When I went to him, he broke that whatever was on me, right? Everything, the troubles, the oppression, everything that was on there. That's good. But men often fight battles that no one sees, yep. Right? And so but there's pressure, there's responsibility, there's those quiet fears, heavy expectations. But the Advent candle of peace reminds us that God sees that what weighs on our hearts. And his presence brings peace into places that you've tried to endure alone. Isaiah 9:6 calls Jesus the Prince of Peace. So the one who brings calm into chaos and rest into restlessness. Jesus, the Prince of Peace, is for us. A child is born and his name will be called Prince of Peace. This is the centerpiece scripture for the peace of the peace candle. It declares that peace is not a feeling, but it's like a person. And so before God fixes your situation, he brings peace to your spirit. John 16:33, peace in the middle of trouble. This is one I go to all the time. In me, you may have peace, but in this world, you will have trouble. Mm-hmm. But take heart, I have overcome the world. So I know that in him, I can have confidence and peace in all of my situations. By prayer and petition, Christ gives inner peace even when circumstances aren't peaceful, which is Philippians 4, 6 to 7. And this says, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, with, I love that it says that, with thanksgiving, right? Prayer and petition, but sometimes we forget the thanksgiving part.
Come on.
Okay? I just thought I'd point that out, because in scripture, sometimes we miss those little details. So by prayer and petition, so even when you are going through what might feel like hell to you, okay, a deep valley, we still need to remember to be grateful for the things that we do have, where God has worked in our lives, and then present your requests to God. And then the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. So here's your second point, men. Jesus came to restore what life has broken. So Jesus came to restore what life has broken and bring peace where there is pain. And so Jesus came to restore what life has broken and bring peace where there is pain. Isaiah 61, 1 to 3. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to give them beauty for ashes. Beauty for Ashes was also the title for our ladies' conference, the women's conference. Oh, it was awesome, right? We're taken right out of Isaiah 61. Christmas is the rescue mission of God. The world was hurting, and so are many men today. There's broken trust, broken confidence, broken relationships, just like I was talking about, broken identity, right? The world is attacking our identity in Christ right now. And as a church, we have to fight back. We have to fight back that, right? Because when you lose your identity, most people lose their lives. So, but this second Advent candle tells us something powerful. Peace is not the absence of trouble. It's the presence of Jesus in the middle of it. I just like that one a lot. Peace is not the absence of trouble. It's the presence of Jesus in the middle of it. John 14, 27, may peace I give to you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives. He came to heal what's been fractured and restore strength where you feel worn down. The Christmas season is not easy for everyone, like I said earlier. But for most, it's a time of celebration, a time of family gatherings, sharing big meals. But for others, it's a time of hurt, bad memories, trauma, loneliness, financial constraints, and an overall season they dislike. And honestly, they just want it to be over with. Right? I've met a lot of people like that. Let's remember that as we meet people this month, to shine the light God has given us and share with them. Here at College Street, we're here for the troubled. We want them to experience life with Jesus, and we want them to be freed of their hurts and find a life of freedom with Christ. And so number three, this is your third point. Hope is not a feeling. Hope is not a feeling. Peace is not a mood. Hope is not a feeling. Peace is not a mood. Both are found in Christ. John 1, 4, in him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. That's John 1, 4. Hope and peace aren't emotions. They're rooted in a person. When you feel uncertain, Jesus says, I am the way, John 14, 6. When you feel weak, he says, my strength is made perfect in weakness, 2 Corinthians 12, 9. When your heart feels stormy, he says, Christ doesn't just bring peace, he is our peace, and that's based on Ephesians 2, 14. No matter what you face, you can stand firm because the Prince of Peace stands with you, and you have access to God's word. And so anything that you are going through, you can look up, and it's so nice because we can also, you know, you can find in your Bible, there's an index, but you can also look online and, hey, I'm struggling with this right now. What's a quick few verses that talks about this topic? And it's there for you, you know? And so that's so nice because the Word of God, no matter if you're well-seasoned in it and you know it, you know, front to back or back to front maybe, or maybe you're brand new to it and maybe, you know, you don't know where to find all of that, right? And so you can look that up. So anything that you're going through, there's a scripture to help guide you in that moment. Yes. And so that alone should give you peace in whatever you're going through. And sometimes I have to say it up here, so I remind myself of that. So Romans 15:13 says, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him. You may feel stretched, stressed, or weary, but you're not alone. The Prince of Peace is with you. And your story is not over. It's just getting started, you know, especially for us, for the ones of us that have been born again. You know, it's almost like, wow. Now it's like you're almost, your story is just starting, right? Your starting is just starting. So what that means is that we started a relationship with Jesus. And at that point, it's like a whole new life has started. And God offers you peace that can steady your heart and strengthen your steps. This Advent, let the peace candle remind you real peace isn't found in having less trouble. It's found in having more of Jesus. And in this season, that is so true because it's a busy season for many of us. It sure is for me. And I have had to be very intentional about either finding peace, keeping my peace, or figuring out where I left it. You know what I mean? And so it's a lot. But you know what? That brings me to having a lot of joy in my life, right? Because I know that I have Christ. I know that I can have his joy. And I ask him every day that I work that not only his light shine through me, but that peace and that joy also comes. And I think it's the joy that I bring to the people that just really hits them. It really hits them. That's the part, and I get complimented on that all the time. And they're like, you're just so joyful. You're just so like happy to be here. And I'm like, yeah, and if I'm not, then I don't want to be here. And I was talking to these two ladies who are enjoying a great time together. And I said, you know, they're like, that's so rare. Most servers, they don't have that at all. I was like, I know. I was like, I went out with Pastor Matt the other day and that lady definitely did not want to be there. You could tell. Service was good, but there was no emotion, very transactional, you know, so I understand that. And so when we have Jesus, we're called to bring more to the table, right? We're called to bring that joy and that peace to people and really help them see something different in us where they are attracted to what we have and want that too, right? Because really at the end of the day, that's what as Christians we have to do, right? And so I've met too many Christians that don't guide people to Jesus. They guide people away from Jesus by their actions. Or lack thereof. Okay. So here's your takeaway today. Because Christ came, hope is alive. So because Christ came, hope is alive, and peace is available even in your pain. And peace is available even in your pain. Yeah, we all have pain. We all struggles. When that door closes, we all have something that we're dealing with, right? And we just need to remember that the peace is there. So because Christ came, hope is alive, and peace is available even in your pain. Now when you go out in the world, I want you to remember this. This is a memory verse. You can write this down, Philippians 4:7. Mm-hmm. The peace that guards the heart. And so the peace of God will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. And this is talking about supernatural peace. Oh, awesome. And online, Pastor Matt just shared that with you as well. That's great. Yeah. I see that. That's amazing. And so, of course, as we deliver this message of Jesus and Christmas this Christmas season, let's just remember that people need Jesus in their lives. And it all starts with a relationship. And here we always, every time we gather, we give an opportunity to start that relationship with Jesus. And so if you would with me, just bow your heads, close your eyes, fold your hands, just like I tell the kids to do. But you know what? We're all children too, right? You know? We're children in different ways. I don't know. I act like a child quite often, but I just like to have fun like the children do, you know? And I mean, let's be real. On Thursday night, and we had our leaders, our junior leaders, and I mean, I made more of a mess in the room than they did, you know? Like, I'm not good with chips, man. They're like everywhere, you know? It's like, I mean, Bodie and Waller have got nothing on me, you know what I mean? And that's Delton's son. So, yeah, there's like always a trail of crumbs. Like, I'm the same way, right? That's why I need a dog to clean it up. All right. Well, now that we're in this moment, I should still be closed. I know I had to throw a joke in there, but let's just focus on Jesus here. So, dear Jesus, thank you so much, Lord, that we get to be here together, Lord. Thank you so much that we have this amazing place that we can learn, we can grow together as men. I've seen so many men that are not growing, that are not investing themselves, and I see the wreckage that happens there. And so I'm just so grateful for our pastor, for creating Lambs to Lions, Lord. We just thank you, Lord. And so now, when it comes to being born again, what does that mean? What does it mean? It means that we get to live a life with Jesus. How do we do that? Romans 10:9 says that all we have to do is declare with our mouth that Jesus is Lord, and we will be saved. And so we just thank you, Lord, for that. And so, dear Jesus, repeat after me. Dear Jesus, thank you for accepting me just as I am.
Thank you for accepting me just as I am.
And loving me even when I can't love myself. I have fallen short and sinned.
I have fallen short of sin.
Thank you for forgiving me.
Thank you for forgiving me.
I believe that you are God.
That you are God.
And that you came on this earth
for my sins
and my hurt
and died
for them
and
rose 3 days later.
I choose now
to do life with you. Please come into my heart and do life with me so I'm no longer alone. In Jesus' name, amen.